Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. Along, and I'm joined with my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%, representing all the ladies out there in radio land.
Yes, yes, yes.
And if you want to holler at us, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Also, if you got any questions, comments, concerns, feel free to email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. Also, me and Miss 100%, we are on Facebook, Twitter, tag my yearbook. Holla at us. On Facebook, in my yearbook and tag, I'm Dick Hugger. You want to follow me on Twitter? I'm Smooth Drama. You want to catch up to Miss 100%? Where can we catch up with you, Miss 100%?
That's on tag to Facebook, Miss 100% spelled out on Facebook, and Miss 100% sign on tag.
All right. Add us. We will add you back. Follow us, we will follow you back, and we can have some nice social discourse. Also, encourage you to go to the Smooth Drama site. There you can go to the news and chat room page, and you can check out my face live. That's made for radio. So you want to get in, you want to jump into the chat rooms, whatnot. I'm there. You can see me in like, oh my God, it's Dick. Anyway,
is Dick really? Really?
It was sitting there. I had to touch it. And
okay.
Speaking of touching it, there was a guy who. As we all know, the Dallas Mavericks won the NBA championship. So there's a guy who he's a super fan, and he put a tattoo, well, he got a tattoo of Dirk Nowitzki's face on his ass. I mean...
That's the gayest shit I ever heard of before.
And maybe...
What, did he lose a bet?
I don't know. I mean, no, he's a super fan. So I don't know if it's that he lost a bet. He's a Dallas Mavericks fan. I don't want to tattoo anybody on me. That's just... me.
Let alone another man's face or your ass.
I've seen tattoos on asses, and a lot of times it's like, this is the place to smack or kiss it here. Or anyway, I'm just saying, I haven't seen that one before. All I can say is wow.
So they showed a picture of it?
Yeah, it's a picture of Dirk's face.
Tell the listeners where you found it so they can see a picture of Dirk's face.
It's everywhere. If all you have to do is Google it. And
okay.
The guy's name is Derek Dilday. And he tattooed a guy's face on his ass. I'm like, all righty then. I mean, he's a fan. I don't know who's. I mean, if you want to show people you're a fan of something, it's like normally you would like put it on your shoulder or something like that.
Yeah.
Kind of the guys have the shoulder tattoos, like muscles or whatnot. I guess he's it's on my ass and he's gonna just straight up flash. Flash his ass.
He likes to show people his ass.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, if that's what works for you, if showing
if he like it, I love it.
Yeah. I love it too. I mean and speaking of that, that actually happened to Foxy Brown. She got arrested for that, for flashing her neighbor her ass, and the charges were dismissed. I mean,
who would send her to jail for showing them her ass? I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind either. But yeah, I guess it depends, because I look at my neighbors and I'm like, yeah, I probably wouldn't want to see their ass. I don't know. I don't know if I would necessarily call the cops. You know, it's like, okay, I'm turning my head. I've never seen flashing as something as a bad thing. I don't know. I guess I'm just in the minority here. Maybe we're in that minority.
Maybe so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they filed charges and everything.
Did she do time? Did she go to jail for a little while?
No. The judge dismissed the charges. So that was it. And now you just got a neighbor that's mad at you.
Right.
Yeah, and they had been going back and forth, so. And we know how it goes. F you, no, F you. F you. You ain't. And
here's my ass.
Right.
Y'all, you my ass.
Right.
Here it is.
And there it is, right there. That's how it happened. Now, I guess it would, for those out there, I wouldn't try it at home, although I would try it.
Actually, I was a witness to a real live ass showing before, and that was the most embarrassing moment of my life. Someone very close to me did that to a neighbor. So I could kind of understand how the neighbor felt. You argue, and then all of a sudden, all his ass come out of nowhere. I can understand.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, to me, is it something that you call cops for, though?
Nah.
I mean, come on, and it does nothing. I mean, what? No judge, no right judge in their right mind is going to, like, oh, you going to jail because you mooned them. You said kick my ass.
Right, because people moon other people all day, every day. So that's really no big deal to see some ass.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's been mooned. Shit, you don't even have to be like out in public. You can just flash through your cable channels. Somebody.
And all you see is Mr. Dillbeck with a tattoo of Dirk on his ass.
Right. And what's bad about it is you probably have to tell people. You know, it's not something. I mean, I know Dirk is famous in the basketball world and to somewhat to the casual fans, but I'm just thinking, just every day you.
I wonder how he feels about it. I don't think he would really appreciate that too much.
Well, I mean, no, it's flattery if somebody was to tattoo your face on their body. I mean, obviously, it's flattering, and it could be a little scary at the same time. This is a stalker. Joker, you know.
I can see. Can you imagine how the conversation would go between him and somebody they never slept with before? Like, before we get into this, I'm just have to let you know, I got a face on my ass.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't matter who, I mean, because it's like, if they're gay, another guy's like, you have a tattoo of another guy and y'all weren't together on your ass. And then, conversely, a female would be like, why am I even talking to you? I mean, because it's hard to explain why you have someone's face on your ass.
Right.
And regardless of your sexuality, you can't explain that one away. And then we're talking about it's a stranger.
Right.
I don't know about you, Ms. 100%, but that says stalker to me.
Yeah, it says perverted.
I mean, because it's like you, and I mean, if he ever met Dirk, you know, Dirk would be like, yeah, man, that, I mean, what does he say? I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Here's my autograph. No, I'm not signing your ass. Keep it moving.
You are crazy.
No, I mean, now this do bring me up. I do have to get into this a little bit in my own playing ball in my old 24-hour fitness basketball wars stories that I'm gonna lie to my grandkids about as I get older. You know, that the stereotype that of course all black men are athletic and coordinated. And I'm here to tell you that shit is so not true.
That is not true at all.
Yeah.
No.
Playing with this guy, no bullshit, yesterday. The most uncoordinated black dude that I've ever seen in my life, you know. And we talked about this, the whole, he had the matching gear, had the
skinny
shoes, the pretty shorts.
Got all the bling on.
No, he didn't have bling on, but all
his... Oh, he didn't have bling on his back? Okay.
No bling, but he had the matching. I mean, and of course, you know, there's matching, and then there's like, yeah, I'm shining on the... But he's one of them SportsCenter guys. Like, he's watched all the highlights on SportsCenter.
So he wanna reenact the highlights.
Yeah. During the game, while we're trying to win.
With his uncoordinated ass.
I mean, this is a guy, I mean, I'm watching him. Everything was a fancy behind-the-back pass. Not to his teammates, mind you. Whoever the hell.
So he's throwing a no-look pass.
Right.
But it's really nobody over there to receive it.
Exactly. I mean, this dude had about 35 turnovers by himself. And my point is, he has the one move. He had like one or two moves that he saw on SportsCenter. And he did those. And it was like, he could be at half court, he'll do that move, and then he's stuck.
He don't have nothing left to do.
Right. And that's where he was all day yesterday. I'm like, and I'm telling my man Soul in the Hole, I'm like, see, that dude right there, he settled the argument right there. Anybody saying, oh, all black, no. I showed the video clip of this guy, and y'all be like, yeah, you're right. It is.
Wow. I think you need to make an animated character of the guy and put him on a web page for everybody to see how ridiculous it really is.
well, quite honestly, he disgusted me. You know, because I actually played with him. I mean, and he was one of them guys that I don't understand why they come to the gym and play ball, because he's talking to himself and he's like getting mad at the rest of us because we're not crazy. Gio is that guy. I mean, he's literally talking to himself and staring into we don't know what. It was weird. That's all I can say.
I can imagine.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of them guys who they'll come to the gym, and a lot of them are getting by because they're black, and they're that stereotype that, oh, if he looks athletic and he's black, we pick him up. He must be able to play. And no, that shit, he's perpetrating a fraud.
And right.
All my real ballers, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Be on the lookout.
Y'all know this guy. You see him out there, just don't pick him up. Because you're going to lose. He's going to make you lose. You won't have no one to blame but yourself.
You are crazy.
I know. On that note, we're going to take a break here. This is a song I just got. It's Wombat Roo, the theme song for Wombat Roo by Kimmy J and Savia HISD. It's kind of funky. I'm jealous.
Okay.
HISD, theme song for Wombat Roo, one of my favorite comics, by the way. So I get to mix the whole nerd and funky music all at the same time. So she has a nice voice. She got a get her on the show sometime. I've heard a couple of her songs. She has a great, Kimmy J has a great voice. We gotta talk about that next week. Yeah, and I don't know. Every great comic book hero has to have a great theme song. So anyway, one day I'm gonna have a theme song, a funky theme song for my superhero.
Okay.
I'll walk with my cape, flexing my semi hard muscles. Anyway.
Your what now?
Now, as we all know, I like to talk about rights.
Mm-hmm.
You know me, Miss 100%. I'm passionate about these things. I couldn't believe what I was reading out of Collinsville, Illinois. They're passing a new ordinance that's outlawing saggy pants. It passed Monday night, and the penalty is it's gonna be $100 fine and community service. Repeat offenders could be fined $300 plus community service. And the ordinance is about to go into effect 10 days from now.
You know, well, okay, I can see, first of all, why does there need to be a new law in place when mostly all counties or cities, states have public indecency laws in place already? And if it's to the point where it's considered public indecency, you know, then do something about it. But I don't see cops being able to take time out to pull out a ruler and measure rather than somebody's hands is inches below their waist. It's stupid to even consider that. And then I don't even think it has anything to do with what a person is wearing. Is more of control and trying to find new ways of funding things, because the $100 fine and then community service, that's free labor on top of it.
Well, I'm thinking this, though. So, I mean, should everybody dress like Urkel? If it was reversed, and everybody decided, all right, you don't want us to pull our pants down, and we pull them up, and everybody is wearing their pants up to their chest, and you know, you get the penis shots because the pants, the shorts, or whatnot.
I don't want to see that. Who wants to walk around and see somebody's nuts all day long?
Right, but I mean, but that's the whole point. I mean, because basically, once again, you're legislating how people wear their clothes. You're legislating fashion. And I mean, so and of course, one person was like, well, the saggy pants, it's a sign of gang activity.
Gang activity, blah, 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 blah. That's the biggest crock of bullshit that I've ever heard.
Well,
it's little kids running around with their pants sagging. And, you know, wearing pants that's three sizes too big, shirts that come down to their ankles, but the pants are sagging. It's like they're already too big. Why do you need to sag them?
Right.
But so that has nothing to do with gang activity. I guess they figure they can narrow it down because, let's face it, you know, there are some white boys, some Latinos or Hispanics out there doing it too, but it's mostly black men or black youth that are doing it. So to me, they're just targeting a specific group, really. And
I believe we call that racial profiling.
Based on that, thank you. You took the words right out of my mouth. That's racial profiling.
Well, I mean, now take it to another account. Like, if we see thongs or high heels, does that mean that you're signifying prostitution?
Why, exactly. Why can't we make a law about that?
I mean, but that's the whole point. That it's a non-issue.
Right.
It should be a non-issue.
Right.
It's just a bad fashion trend that will go away. I mean, I saw the pictures of the 70s and the disco pants, the tight nut hugger pants, as you call it, with the bell bottoms. They were not flattering.
Not at all.
Wasn't cute at all. It was not a cute style.
And that style is back out again. So, I mean, you can't make one law. I mean, apparently they can, but the people are not as stupid as they appear. You know, you can't make one law to target one specific thing, and then you have all of these other five things that are just like this, but you don't include that. You know, if you're going to do that, then outlaw, you know, what is it called? The spiky hair and the rings in the lips and, you know, all of that. Why not outlaw all that? People don't like to see that on somebody's face. But, again, it's fashion.
Right. Well, I mean,
how is it fair to legislate how somebody should dress?
Well, we're once again, we're talking about martial law. At its just creeping in. I mean, folks, look at it like, well, yeah, it's a fashion that we hate, but okay, now you fashion the law against how people wear their clothes. So now you're saying, I can't wear this kind of clothes next?
Right.
I mean, I have to wear a polo shirt and some khaki pants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about when I say that you get what you ask for, and you can't complain a little bit later on when it gets unbearable. Another case in point, there's if anybody's familiar with the show Sister Wives, about it's a reality show about these women married to this one guy.
You know,
we've talked. You know, my opinion on it, I don't really care. If they want to live with that guy, more power to them. Well,
I mean, if they all accept it and that's how they want to live their lives and they want to share the same cop, then let them go ahead right on ahead. Or, I mean...
Exactly. And see, now they actually are going full force ahead tomorrow, and they're filing an anti-bigamy statute, and they plan on fighting for the rights of their plural family.
And I think they should.
All right.
This is a question that is kind of been in my mind.
Okay.
Again, it's a comparison, just like the saggy pants thing. Why is it okay for this group to do it and not have any charges pressed against them, or not be publicly humiliated and demoralized just because of your choice? What? There, case in point, there's another man who has 30 wives.
That's all.
And over 100 children.
Mm.
And the government takes care of this man. He doesn't have to work, and none of his wives have to work. The government has not taken him to jail. They haven't filed any charges or anything like this. But it's okay for him, but it's not okay for Mormons, or I can't say specifically all Mormons because they might not all live like that. But why is it okay for one group to do it and then another group not to do it?
All right.
Where's the fine point?
What group is this gentleman in that has the 30 wives and over 100 children?
He's an independent person. He's not in any group. He's just an independent man walking around, and he legally married 30 women, and they allow him to obtain a marriage license.
That's deep. That's different. All right. I would be curious to find out the details on that one. That's an interesting story.
Yeah, it is. And I caught it on it was a special documentary, and I caught it. And they were just as happy as they could be. They were all very accepting. Nobody was forced into the lifestyle or anything like that. It's what they all wanted, just like the sister wives people were talking about.
Yeah, so, I've never, you know, we've done the whole show talking about. I've never had a problem with whoever wants to get married. If five people want to marry one guy, fine. If five guys want to marry one female, fine. If gay people want to marry each other, fine. I don't see the issue. It's not that the world won't end.
How is it affecting anybody else? It's not hurting anybody.
Well, obviously it's hurting somebody. Somebody's like, oh my God, gay people will want to get married. Oh! Right. Okay. every time I hear about it, I'm like, this is an issue? Really? This is really an issue.
With so many other things going on in the world, why is this being, you know, why are we wasting money on this?
Well,
why are we wasting time?
I was reading about there's a rare butterfly, half female, half male, launched from a cocoon in the London Natural History Museum. It's straight up androgynous, straight down the middle. The male side is darker, the female side is more colorful. The reproductive organs were fused straight down the middle.
And they do not work.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's on them. I'd be curious to see. I mean, and for me, I just want to see it. And I always have wondered about individuals humans who were born with both.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
isn't that kind of hypocritical to you? Now, we will go and pay money to see this, I think it's called a gynemerous butterfly.
Right.
And it's cool. Ah, it's so beautiful. It's such a rare thing. But if a person is born that way, you're a fucking freak. You know what I mean? You're going to hell.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, and that was my point in bringing it up. I mean, it's a marvel when it's part of, quote-unquote, Mother Nature. But if a human is born with the same androgynous characteristics, people call them a freak. Like, they had some kind of control over it. Like, yeah, I put this on later on. It's like, hey, this is what I was born with. I have no control whatsoever.
Just like Lady Gaga says, I got the right stuff, baby. I was born this way.
Right.
Don't hate.
Right. Yes. I mean, I've only had one question with it, actually. My question was like, how do they masturbate?
How do they not what?
How do they masturbate? I've always been curious. Like, if you have both, do you like jerking and you fingering yourself or do anyway?
I can imagine that would be a wild time.
I mean, not to make light of it, but I just think people take that kind of stuff too seriously. It's like that's who they are, and that's it. I mean, and speaking of taking things too seriously, right in Roseville, California, right up here in Northern California, is a restaurant who are getting a hard time from the city Because according to the city, dancing is what differentiates a restaurant from a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that if you serve food and you play music and people dance, you're a nightclub, not a restaurant, because people actually dance in nightclubs, but you can't dance in a restaurant.
Why?
I have no idea. I think it's the most ridiculous. So yeah, I'm in a restaurant, a song comes on, and me and my date like, hey, I like this song, we want to dance. We turn the restaurant into a nightclub. and the city is against it, and it wants to take their license and say it's a zoning issue.
That has nothing to do with zoning. How the hell is somebody dancing inside a place that's already built and established going to change zoning?
Well, I'm like, why would it matter? If people want to dance in a restaurant, they have the right to do that, and it shouldn't be a detriment to the restaurant because people want to dance there. That it doesn't necessarily make you a nightclub. It just makes you a restaurant with nice food that people just so happen to like to dance. Also,
you know how stuff like this gets started?
Tell me.
There's some asshole who has a problem with something, and this asshole is associated with other assholes that have some type of power, and they buddy up and they get together and to make other people's lives miserable and to have control over somebody, they start putting all these different laws into place. It begins with some asshole who has nothing better to do with his life than to complain about insignificant things or insignificant matters. It's stupid.
I can't help but agree with you 100%. I mean, the whole asshole thing, yeah. And once again, it goes under that category. Why would it matter?
Yeah. No consequence to anybody. So why?
Right. It's hurting no one, not that I know of, that someone danced in a restaurant.
Well,
last time I checked, if we start dancing in a restaurant, does it hurt somebody who's sitting at home in Sacramento?
Not at all.
Probably not. But what do we know? We're just people who talk about stuff that just don't make sense whatsoever. Trying to figure out why people think the way they think.
And remember, we made up a rule that we were not going to try to figure stuff out. We only become crazy in the process. Remember that rule.
Hey, I live by that rule. That I have a mental tattoo in my head. And on that note, we're going to take a break here. This is Ill Central, Illy Tao.
Kelly. For these dudes that be talking that nonsense, all you gotta know with the grind and it's constant. I run shit, gold medal like Mike Johnson. You 2 steps below with a neck full of bronzes. The big difference is first place to third place. Look, I
making that first place my birthplace. Look, even in the worst case, in the very first second, I can reach home plate from third base. No short stops, no rest still. I'm prepared when the ball comes from left field. You try and hit me with a pitch that I can't feel. My fan base is one base you can't steal. We are not on the same lane, the same route. Wishing you had the same game, the same loop. Part Arabic, and always swinging for the fences. So call me the Babe Ruth, the Babe Root. And I lead like a QB, I'm Drew Brees. To these rappers and jerseys, I'm like 2-3. Try and counterfeit the flow. I do what Louis V did to MTV and Sony BMG. And put a stop to it into this max shit. I'm with Pacino and De Niro, all the actors. And I am to this rap shit. What France, UK, and Italy is the best trip. I saw blasting, but no bullet cards. Truth hurts even more than a bullet does. Even if I wanted to, now I couldn't budge. Big deal, future to the bullet squad. I'm on the grind, every day. Never lose when I play. You know a brother on the tap keeps flowing. Until they realize that a brother keeps going. Cause I'm on the grind, every day. Never lose when I play. You know a brother on the tap keeps flowing. Until they realize, yeah. Look, you might as well throw the towel in and get on your Pete Rose shit and bet against yourself, cause you won't win. All I know is you're good, but nobody ever wanna fuck with you. You're Terrell Owens. Your team getting iffy, homie, that's wrong. You ain't doing shit, they been grinding too long. Can't blame them when they ask me to put them on. They just wanted a short win, word to LeBron. On the grind, every day, never lose. When I play, you know a brother on the tap keep going. Until they realize that a brother keep going. Cause I'm on the grind, every day, never lose. When I play, you know a brother on the tap keep going. Until they realize that
to pay down the debt. Yes.
They talking about reducing their wages?
No. They're talking about the introduction of H.R. 2411, the Reduce America's Debt Now Act of 2011. Where
so they're going to take money from already broke people.
No, it's voluntary. See, what they're saying that every worker in America should be able to voluntarily have a portion of his or her wages automatically withheld and sent directly to the Treasury Department for the purpose of paying down the federal debt. Now, the last time I checked, we called those taxes.
That's what I thought.
But I guess Congress is like, nah, well, you know what? We want you to volunteer to give up more. Now, mind you, we're not hearing it coming from them. They're talking about something that will go to us. And every employer would have to, like, imagine this as a small businessman. You have to do the withholding yourself, and you have to do the paperwork. And so if you do the paperwork wrong, Uncle Sam will come down on you because you did the paper wrong, because your employee wants to volunteer some extra money doing their patriotic duty.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I said. Wow.
Oh.
I'm like, I ain't giving y'all shit else. You already take enough. Taxes is not enough, I guess, obviously. They want a little extra. And if you mess up, you're gonna get fined. Because the IRS regulations. And
hey, I got an idea what they can do.
Besides.
It's a really good idea. You got to hear this.
Tell me your idea, Miss 100%.
They can go fuck themselves. That's what they can do.
Well, contrary to what you believe, Miss 100%, I think that if their penises were long enough, they probably would. We not gonna go there.
Well, I mean, now
you think about that. Now, even if you're somebody who felt patriotic enough to do it, if you're paying down the federal debt, it's not tax deductible. Yeah.
Why can't they set it up to where there's a fund? And if anybody wants to put money into that fund, they can, without bothering the employer, without having it taken out of their pay, just voluntarily take money out of their pocket and send it to the fund, and then allow it to be used as a charitable donation deduction on your taxes.
Well,
that would go over more favorably with the people.
Well, last time I checked, don't they do that on your DMV also? Do you want to donate something to your...
So if it's already in place...
Well, this is straight to the Department of the Treasury. This is straight. This is no chaser. This is no to your candidate of your choice, your Democratic or your Republican party. This is just straight with no chaser.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so say for instance you just want to do it one time, or if you sign up to do it, are you locked into it for life or locked into it for as long as you're at a certain job, or is there a time frame? Is it for the whole year? You know what?
Well, they just proposed the bill, HR 2411. So for those of you,
it's kind of like something you have to read the fine print on before you sign it.
Yeah. Well, I don't need to sign it because I'm like, what? I didn't create the debt. I had nothing to do with it. It's y'all spending it on stuff that we don't even get a vote on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many of these... I mean, the last time I checked, wars were supposed to be voted on. But there's been no wars that have been voted on since what? World War II? It took somebody attacking. Now, we've had the attacks, but they didn't go through the usual Congress approving it, whatnot. We just dropped bombs and then just send troops.
We just woke up one morning and said,
you know,
I feel like bombing a foul country today.
Well, there are bad people there in that country. We need to blow them up. And that's how it goes.
Well, nobody's blowing their ass up. They're bombing.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point. But I'm not going to stay stuck on this. We
gonna
move on because there's somebody I got to touch on, and that's your Ohio State Buckeyes.
Hey.
Damn suckers.
Ohio.
Yeah, I know. But they're vacating all their football team wins from 2010. Yeah, and this is part of their so-called punishment for NCAA violations. Now, every time we hear about these teams and their self-imposed suspensions for violations, we never hear about them giving the money back that they got from the bowl games.
Mm-hmm.
These bowl games are like... 6, 7, 8, 9, in some cases $10 million payout to the school. What is giving up a victory? Like USC. Well, we took the Heisman from Reggie Bush and we gave it back. But they didn't get their money back either. It's a thing that we see all the time. They cheat, and they say, well, we'll just forfeit the victories. But they don't forfeit the money that came with the victory. Am I missing something here? What did they give up? I saw the victories. The people from Ohio State saw the victories. Whether you vacate them or not, they were at the game. Those 100,000 people were at the game. And they paid their money, and the university pocketed all that cash for those illegal victories.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've got a proposal, Ms. 100%, because I'm tired of talking about it. I say, why don't we, if we really want to dissuade these universities from cheating, why don't we say, okay, we take the money that you want to vacate the victories, then you vacate the purse that you got from every one of those victories, and you donate that money to the inner city fund.
Mm-hmm. But you know what else to add to that? Fine the shit out of their asses too.
Yeah, but where is the fine going? See, I'm talking about where the money does direct good to people.
That's what I'm saying. Get the money that they get back, and they have to donate it to an inner city fund or whatever organization they donate it to. When they find them on top of getting the money back from them, that money goes to the same organization. Because it's like a double whammy. If you wanted to discourage people from doing the same thing and to let people know we're not taking this lightly, it's very serious, don't even think about doing it. It's a double tap. You want to cheat?
Yeah.
Now, we know the way to hurt people is always to hit them in the pocket.
True. Yeah. But I'm of the, hit them in the pocket, but make sure that money helps people who are hit in the pocket. And I'm talking about us reestablishing art program. I guarantee if you stop the cheating that way by, as you say, hitting them in the pocket, more than likely the cheating will go away.
Yeah.
So
even the thought of cheating would just make somebody, you know, just shiver. Like, oh, I don't think I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna be broke if I do that. So.
Well, that's me and Miss 100% smooth drama resolution. SD0111.
I like that.
Now, speaking of establishing something, just this past week, the beginning of this month, the South Sudanese, they wept openly as they celebrated their Independence Saturday, whistling and cheering in the streets, and woo, we got a brand new nation. And that's cool. Except, why did they need a new nation? Why did the Sudan have to separate and go from just Sudan to North Sudan and South Sudan? Now, for those people who are unaware, that's where Darfur is. That's where you have the Arabs killing the Africans there, and just openly, it's been going on forever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been no talk of the axis of evil and stopping them and stopping the atrocities. I mean, we've had the movies that they put out, we've seen, but no real action. I mean, we're in Libya talking about how bad Muammar Gaddafi is, but the Sudanese people have to separate from the people in their own country who is killing them. And where is the help from the so-called civilized nations, the people who are the bringers of justice? Now, I talk about this because there's historical precedence here. I mean, we've got North Korea and South Korea, you know, people who split up because other people from two different sides, the East and the West, and we talk about Soviet Union and the Western powers split the nation and made the people hate themselves. We can go even historically further, Haiti and the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
On the same island, same people, but they're supposedly two different peoples now, Haiti and the Dominican Republic, because imperial powers split them up.
Mm.
Now, I mean, I'm I guess I'm happy for the people in South Sudan, but I'm not, because it's the same old game, the divide and conquer. I'm like, look,
yes,
a small group of people, Miss 100%,
yes,
who are doing evil. Take them out of the equation and unite the people again. Unite the nation. This old splitting little nations that are already broke, so you have a smaller, broker nation now. There's nothing in it. There's nothing positive that can come from this, despite what people say.
Right.
Just like the
old saying, united we stand, divided we fall.
Yeah.
It's a sad thing, though.
Yeah, and that's what I take out of it. I don't see what they gain. Do they have peace? Because the Northern Sudan can still cross the border and shoot at the people in Southern Sudan.
Right.
So what do they gain by this? You know, I'm gonna take a guess real quick. More debt.
Yeah.
More debt. But that's a story for a whole nother show.
Yes.
On that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank you, Miss 100%, for being the great co-host that you are.
My pleasure, always.
And as always, this is Smooth Drama. Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word, for my homegirl, Miss 100%. We out. Oh, real quick, special Smooth Drama tomorrow morning with Ryan Frazier of worldofblackheroes.com. Nerd shit at its finest. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands
up. Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth.